You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello everyone, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's Sunday the 22nd of March 2020 and oh boy, what a week. What a week, so much going on within the week. Panic buying, people losing the plot, so many things being said, what's going on. So many different versions of things that have happened or things that are going to happen. It's unbelievable. Now, I will be reading out a few of the things that have been said just to kind of give you a heads up. I'm sitting on the fence with it and I think you should too. If it resonates with you, fine. If it doesn't, that's fair enough as well. But I will talk about it and I will mention it. Now, obviously, the guest on the show tonight is Thomas Williams from Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. And the show, we're going to do an Irish special tonight, and Thomas is going to be telling us about the true history of Ireland and not the rubbish that we are told in school. So that's going to be very, very interesting for a lot of people who are into Irish history or what they perceive as the Irish history. I think they're going to be quite surprised at what Thomas has to say there. So before I get on and talk about a few bits and pieces, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, as you know, the website is circleofwhitelight.com, not circleofwhitelightradio.com. And if you pop over there, again, thanks for people who are supporting Circle of White Light. There's a PayPal button on the website. We also have Patreon, patreon.com/COWLR. Your payments are and your donations are very much appreciated. Once expenses are paid, some of that money goes into the People's Club, and then that can help the People's Club as well with the funds that come in there, and we can help groups and local community groups and people. And we've been having great success with that since it started in December, and I started in late December, and basically, so far, I think we've warped to about nearly €2,000 that we've donated. So I know that's small money, but, you know, as I say, the orchard of 1,000 trees, the first tree has to be planted. So it's starting off, but it's getting there. And hopefully we'll get more momentum with that and get more money in. And that'd be great. And we can, and what I do is I post up when a donation is made, I put it up on social media and I send it out on the newsletter, which you can subscribe to on the website as well. So everybody sees the photo or, you know, what has been paid or what payment has been made. So everybody sees it there. Okay, right. Couple of things that I want to go through before I bring Thomas in, because obviously there's a lot going on at the moment with, you know, things with this virus that's going around. So on a website called extra.ie, it said Gardaí are preparing. The Gardaí are the Irish police, by the way. That's the Gaelic for policeman. Gardaí are preparing for wide-scale riots in 2 weeks' time, it's scaremongering, because of pent-up anger from workers who will not see an end-of-the-month payslip. Now, this is affecting everybody globally because of this virus. It's not just in Ireland. The reality is that not everyone is going to be getting paid. There have already been layoffs in the hospitality and other sectors. People will be fearful, angry, desperate and broke, a well-placed source said. It's always a source, no names, just a source. If this continues, we are looking at a recession in this country, which always has a huge impact on policing. Senior Garda management have already held meetings about significantly stepping up patrols around supermarkets and chemists in a fortnight as the financial pinch starts to hurt. Commissioner Drew Harris is also in discussions with Attorney General about new legislation to give the force powers to arrest infected people who refuse to isolate themselves. That law has now come into play the president, Mr. D, has actually signed it into law. So the police can come in and apparently kick down your door without having to have a warrant to arrest you. So, okay, a senior source told the Irish Daily Mail, there you go, a senior source again, never a name. A lot of people are worried about what is happening right now, but we are far more concerned about what the situation will be in a couple of weeks' time. Money will be tight, people are extremely stressed out already, and that will get worse. So, basically, yeah, I mean, I think that will happen. There's going to be a lot of stress. I've seen it myself. I went down shopping, and it was like the end of the world. People panic buying. One guy was loading like 10 bags of spicy wedges into his trolley. It's just madness. And it's not fair on the homeless charities who need to get food for the homeless people and also the elderly as well. You know, so I'm sorry, but if you're one of these panic buyers, you're a nutter, right? That's all I say. You're a nutter. It's just ridiculous. Right, okay. And the second thing, very quickly, is on the government website on gov.ie, on a press release, the COVID-19 introduction of simplified unemployment payments for employees and payments possible through employers, Minister Doherty. So this is a payment system they're going to pay people, the Irish government apparently, Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. As part of the government's response to the national emergency, that is the COVID-19 outbreak, this evening the government is asking, go to the next page, is asking employers, if at all possible, to continue to pay workers during this period, at least at the job seekers rate of 203 per week. I don't know how you can pay a mortgage on that money. Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection, Regina Doherty, emphasised, I thought she didn't get in on the voting, so she shouldn't be, don't know why she's even commenting on it, where employers who have to cease trading because of the impact of social distancing continue to pay workers, they will be able to claim refunds from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. A temporary refund scheme is being established for this purpose. This refund will be for 203 per worker per week. This means that workers retain their link with employers and there is no need for them personally to submit a job seeker's claim. The minister explained that refunds will take some time to process, but in the meantime, the banks will provide working capital finance in the form of overdrafts or short-term loans to cover costs. So the banks being insolvent, they're going to, you know, give you more money, charge you loads of interest, money that they don't have. The minister, we'll talk to Thomas about that in a minute. The minister announced that in addition to this fund, the department is introducing a new scheme for anyone whose employer is unable to continue to pay them due to a downturn in business. Minister Doherty will bring to Cabinet tomorrow details of the new scheme. This evening, Minister Doherty stated, Ireland has entered uncharted territory as a consequence of the spread of COVID-19. This is now both a public health and economic issue. In light of the significant volumes of job seeker applications expected this week, the department will, from tomorrow, be introducing a new COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment specifically designed to get thousands of people into payment as quickly as possible. The new payment that has been put in place will be available to all employees and the self-employed who have lost employment due to a downturn in economic activity caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The payment will have a simple one pay application form and will be paid for a period of 6 weeks at a flat rate payment of 203 per week. Well, is that enough to pay somebody's mortgage if they have a mortgage of 1200? I don't know. Okay, so just my week and then I'll be bringing Thomas in because I know people will be keen to get on information from Thomas. But this is stuff that has been going around the internet, okay? So just make up your own mind on what you decide about this and see what you think yourself. But I'm putting it out there so people, because there's some people that don't have internet access or don't go on the internet. So I'm putting it out there, okay? Okay, so some things to contemplate that I came across during the week. The first one, the fact that the virus affects elderly people, mostly with current health issues. Now, we know that the UK government and other governments do not have the money to keep paying pensions. So isn't it quite convenient that the virus affects the elderly mostly? I'm just saying this. I don't know if this is true, but we know that the money, they don't have the money to pay pensions. So isn't it convenient that it's like the Black Death, you know, people, elderly people dying off so you don't have to pay pensions to them. So that's just something that I'm just saying, you know, as an opinion piece, which is very, very rare for me. And the other thing is about Trump and Q, or QAnon, and people are really on the fence about this. Is he or isn't he? You know, so again, I'm saying this from being on the fence. The other thing is about Q, Trump Q, and the work being carried out. Now, again, there is mention of the 10 days of darkness, which will start on the 1st of April and end on the 10th of April, Good Friday. Quite appropriate, actually, Good Friday. That's quite convenient. What people have been saying is that the virus was an opportunity for, inverted commas, the good guys, to take over the cabal. It wasn't planned by them, but they see an opportunity to use it to actually do something with it. Now, do the cabal, what do the cabal do to scare people? They send in suicide bombers and in well-populated buildings and sports arenas, shopping centres, you know, and set them off and then blame whoever. But the way all this isolation thing's going and families staying in their homes, and we're all self-isolating, this mitigates the chance of this happening. If that is the case, then well played. Because if everybody's in their homes and these places are shut down, then the cabal won't be able to send in the suicide bombers to do that stuff. So, you know, just a thought. The 10 days of darkness will include all social media going down. I don't think it'll be the internet. They don't think it's the internet, not me, but they don't think it's going to be internet, but it'll be all the social media and the global TV stations and media in general. So we know that the media is controlled by the cabal, right? And if the media gets shut down on all the TV stations, that means they can't put out their rubbish and their version of the story of what's going on. Then there will be a broadcast by someone, not Trump, because there are people who don't like Trump. So they need somebody who's neutral that people would recognize or admire. So and they have their ideas who that could be, who will expose the cabal for who and what they are, which will run 24/7 to make sure everyone sees it. There are over 100,000 indictments to be dealt with. So there's a lot of work to be done. This was also mentioned during the week. The adrenochrome, some of you know what adrenochrome is a drug for the liberal elite of Hollywood made from actual human brain stem containing hormones from the adrenal glands. It comes from children. The drug is extracted from the pituitary gland of tortured children. Yeah, that's it, tortured children. There's a chemical reaction in the adrenaline. It's sold on the black market. It's the drug of the elites. It is their favourite drug. It is beyond evil. It is demonic. It is very sick. So there is a theory that the adrenochrome was tainted on purpose by the inverted commas good guys, which would turn up in a blood test. Adrenochrome was on the market for like a 10 millimeter vial, was $22,000. But as the labs were being shut down, it went up to something like 2.5 million per vial, 10 millimeter vial. So what's happened is now that all the labs are shut down, the only place that was manufacturing it was a place producing a synthetic version of the adrenochrome was in China, in a bio lab based in Wuhan, funny enough. So the same place the virus came from, apparently. Okay, so what's happened is the adrenochrome has been tainted purposely by the good guys. So when you see these Hollywood stars saying, oh, I've got the coronavirus and everything else, you know, if they get their blood tested, then the adrenochrome will show up. That's my understanding of it anyway. There is the other side of the coin, that all of this idea of QAnon and things happening might be just a ruse. And I know there's people out on the internet making videos going, the world is nigh and the world's coming to an end and it's the New World Order and it's their plans and this is martial law and all this kind of stuff. If that is the case, I don't think it is, but if that is the case, then we are kind of stuffed. And like myself and Steve have talked about this for years on OIM radio. So so that's interesting. So yeah, but I think it's a positive thing. I think there's a lot of things gone down, but we will be affected. There will be some kind of effect from it, you know. I've just noticed the chat room there on Circle of White Light, that I don't see anybody logged in, which is a bit strange. So I'm going to log back out. I'm going to log back in there just in case. Very strange that. It's probably, maybe it's just crashed. Okay, so I'm going to bring the guest in. Without further ado, everybody knows Thomas has been on the show loads and loads of times, and we'll get into the subject matter at hand. Good evening, Thomas. How are you?
Hi, all. Thanks for having me on again.
And always, well,
should be fun.
I feel like I just spoke to you recently.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it was. Okay, listen, I mentioned a few things there.
Yeah,
and I know this is the Irish special show, but let's give 10 minutes to some of that information and give us your thoughts on it.
Well, I like to put things in perspective. And there's 10,500 people from the official records have died. There's no proof that anyone's died. Some may have one or two here and there, but they'll just allocate it now to the latest fear porn, which is coronavirus. Before it was Ebola, before it was H1N1, then it was AIDS, then SARS, and all of the other stuff. And everybody didn't die then. So you've got the official record of 10,500 people, which is the equivalent of one small town in America, of which there are 33,000. That's in one state out of 50, is in one country out of 209, is in one continent out of 7. That puts it into perspective. And yet that's a pandemic. And yet 3,000 people in Africa per day die of malaria. Where is the pandemic for Africa? Mm. That's your perspective. Mm. As for the goons who are panic-buying, and their service to self and part of the 85% bot people, you're not going to help them. They're not going to help us, ever. Mm. You know, the service to self. And service to self are takers.
Yeah.
And you can't help those people. You know, I said this 2 or 3 years ago, they're not going to learn anything. They're not there to learn anything. They're essentially walking computer machines with software programs telling them, do this, obey, control, buy. It's They Live. Mm.
That's the movie, They Live, just in case people haven't seen it, yeah.
It's They Live it in action. So let's look at it from another angle. And now they're talking about putting people in homes and let's all tell tales on everyone if there's a gathering of more than 10. And people complain about police states, and yet some people will ring up who? It's the same service to self-bot people again. Mm. You know, the people are the big brother. Yet we have enough if back in the UK, people ringing hotlines if someone's working off the side. How is that helping you? It's not. You know, interfering in other people's lives, you know, the curtain twitches. You know, focus on your own. But then we've got other incidents here. So they're saying you can't have gatherings of more than 10. So why are the police going around in gatherings then? Why did the US military send 30,000 troops to into the hot zone of the alleged virus in Europe with no masks?
That's right. Yeah. That, you have to ask the question about, you know, why that that is the case. And there was,
and you know, Irish governments, they held meetings and committees of more than 10. Are they immune?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what it's like, you know, do as I say, not what I do, you know.
Well, this is it. So if the American government, or the clowns as we know it, that are running the government by proxy, can send 30,000 American troops into the hot zone, which is Europe now, not China, there's just hardly any more cases there. Why? Because it was contained, and the rest of what's gone on is engineered. So if 30,000 American troops can go over there, all congregating together with no masks, what does that tell you?
So where are we with the virus? I mean, on your show, you talked about there's two cabals left, is the Rockefeller Rothschilds and the Black Sun. So who released the virus? Do you know?
Originally, it came from Fort Derrick.
Okay, but which faction was that?
Well, there's several factions, but they're playing each other. It's their game, it's not ours. All of this is faction fighting. That's why I did the show 4 years ago, so people would understand it. Why do you think you're getting a plethora of disclosure on this person and that person and this group? Why, it's not the good guys giving you that plethora of disclosure. It's the factions throwing each other under the bus. Now, we're going to get a lot of benefit from it because it's going to prove a lot of things that we've said on your show, my show, and the other shows. But you have to understand it. It's not the white hats, because that's a load of rubbish, or the good this or the good that. The only good faction fighting for them by the people on this planet at a level that is capable of doing so is Kim and I. I wish that wasn't the truth, but it is. Because all the rest of them are all playing faction games. They're either working for the Rothschilds or they're working for the Black Sun. You know, Drake hung himself last week, and so did Cobra. They put out, yet again, mass arrests, and we're going to declare martial law tomorrow. The only people who wanted martial law was the Rothschilds and the Black Sun. There is no white hats pushing for martial law to then round up bad guys. There is none.
Okay. So there's no martial law because, as you said in your show, if that happens, then Kim would be the person.
Well, for a couple of hours on Monday, you know, we've covered probably 5% of what took place on Monday in the show and the little updates. All hell broke loose on Monday. They declared martial law, the Rothschilds and the Black Sun. One was going to use FEMA, one was going to use the UN. And because of rank and security clearances, in time of martial law, the trustee, which is the highest security clearance, exactly the same as the previous trustee, because he ran everything, becomes the higher power under martial law, because that trustee was the higher power under the martial law for the previous 16,500 years. We were under martial law. We have been for 16,500 years until 2016. So Kim has the clearance to then run the martial law. Funny enough, so do I. Because of my security clearance. So then they realised that Kim would be running it as the highest security clearance. And they pulled out and backed off. Because at that point, had that martial law been carried through, Kim then has control of all the governments and all the militaries and all the agencies, and we win.
And that's on a global level?
Global level.
Okay. So basically, there should be no country declaring martial law, because if they do, then automatically Kim would be in charge.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, we'll keep an eye out for that.
You know, we can't apply it in all countries. It's not possible. We're being stretched. You know, we have a range of things that we're doing, and Kim has a range of things that she does. So we can't be in every country at every given day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who think, well, you have to come and help Ireland, or you have to come and help Ethiopia, or you have to come and help Zambia. You know, we're two people.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing our best.
No, that's
We're doing well.
Yeah.
We are winning.
That's understandable. I just want to say that, unfortunately, the chat room on Circle of White Light is down because it's exceeded a resource limit. Thank you, Thomas. There you go. This is what happens when you're very popular, you see. The old chat room. Yeah. I can't even get down into the chat room. So, People's Internet Radio. That's okay. The chat room on People's Internet Radio is obviously there as well. I see people. So if you want to, the regulars or people, if you want to go off to peoplesinternetradio.com, there is a chat room there that you can log into, and I can see your chat there. If you have any questions, obviously later on, put a question in front of that there. Thanks, Steve, for texting me there just to let me know that the chat room is down. I did see it there earlier on, actually, and I was just trying to get in and see if I could actually reboot it, but it's down. I think we'll see what happens anyway later. Okay, well, listen.
A couple of things I want to go in just before we go into the Irish stuff.
Yeah.
Is what I'm seeing, what I do know is this coronavirus has backfired on them. I'm not going to go into operational details, but it's backfired on them and they're changing course. You know, suddenly it's gone from COVID-19 to SARS-CoV-2. You know, most people miss that. But they've changed the name. Now, what I'm seeing is the 85% that we've covered many, many times acting the way they're supposed to be because they're machine-like. What I'm also seeing is the most positive is the 15% are now coming together and helping each other and getting reports right around the world. Suddenly people are caring and sharing.
Okay.
And well, that's the positive benefit. If you want to end their nonsense, to use a coarse term, which you'll all be familiar with over there, you take the piss. How do you do that? Go and do congas up and down the aisles in the supermarkets. Everyone linking together and telling the system, we're not complying with your games. Mm-hmm. Get people out in the streets doing a conga. They're going to arrest everyone. No. That's how you fight the system. Non-violent, non-compliance. Mm-hmm. Go and conga up and down the aisles. Only the bots are going to be wearing gloves and masks.
Hmm. I just want to say to everybody there that the website is actually down now as well. So, People's Internet Radio, that's where the other stream is there. I'll have to put it up on Facebook. We'll just be notified that. They obviously don't like you, Thomas. They don't like you giving out information.
Public enemy number one.
Oh, there you go.
You talk too much truth.
Yeah, oops. Yeah. Well, this is it. So the website's down there. That's a first. Okay, but there you go.
It's no surprise to me.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Well, we expect these things, don't we? At the end of the day, people can tune in later on when the podcast is available. Okay, listen, let's get into the Irish side because I'm just looking at the time there. I'm sure we have a lot to talk about. So you take it away on what way you want to start and get into it.
Well, this goes back, the Irish history, a lot longer than people think. The Rus, which we've covered in From Russia With Love, were in Ireland. That's why it's called the Hill of Tara, the same name as the crystals for the Stargates. You know, to repair the Stargates, you need the crystals of Tara. It's no coincidence. And the Irish have a lot of history and knowledge, which is why the Catholic Church, and I call it that because it's linked to the cat, have been going round for the last 1,000 years, destroying the past history, wiping out the indigenous tribes because they have oral knowledge. The Pygmies, you name it, right down the line, and the Irish history, the Native American history, and installed their own his story all around one particular group, which we've covered extensively in the From Russia With Love. So the Irish story actually goes back to King John, and who was King of England in 1215, and he was forced to sign the Magna Carta by the Jerusalem-based Templars, none of which are good. And that then, you know, there's some people who are talking about common law who are misreading what the Magna Carta was all about. That was another faction fighting between the lords and the royals, essentially. And he sold out the whole of England and all of its subjects with that Magna Carta. Nothing to do with the benefit of the people. That's rubbish. Because the land went to the barons and the knights again, away from the monarchs. That was what happened then. So Britain then is not controlled by British royals or knights. It's controlled from Rome, which is a subsidiary of Egypt. So when it gets to the 1600s, which is bizarrely, from my perspective, you know, and I do have Irish ancestry, so just to make that clear, but quite why in 2020 we're still babbling on about something that happened in 1690 is beyond me. You know, the Battle of the Boyne. Of course, just before that, you had the Irish Rebellion, 1641. That wasn't an Irish rebellion at all, no more than it was a Russian rebellion in 1916, 1919. It was done by the same subgrade people. How? Right. Let's get into it. William of Orange is not British. He's Dutch. House of Orange. It's that goes into the houses again. That started in Egypt. Was Pharaoh means the great house. And then you had all the houses in Europe. And they all got taken over by that subgrey race that we mentioned in From Russia With Love. The Zionists, for want of a better word. I would sooner use that than the word Jewish, because that brings up, oh, he's being racist again. Now, there is a difference. There's lots of nice Jewish people who have been duped badly and used as pawns. And we'll get into that later. But William of Orange was part of the Dutch Jewish group, which is really Zionism and also communism, but it was the Zionists that created communism, not Russia. So they were part of the Dutch East Indies group that went goose-stepping all around the world, throwing people, tribal people, off the land. They went to New Zealand, Australia, all those Solomon Islands, which is going to link in later on, and also in the Indies and South and North America. Now, in From Russia With Love 4 or 5, those ships, which the Africans, or certainly the South Africans, think it was all the whites doing it, when actually it wasn't the whites per se, it was these Dutch Jewish elements, which is run by the Rothschilds. all those slave ships, which were not only used for Africans, in fact, it was used less for Africans than it was for the Irish and British people. Oops. They were taking Irish people on those Jewish ran, Levi, Moses. I read all the names out of all the ships, about 20 ships, and every one of them was Dutch Jewish owned. Then you've got the Vanderbilts, who then went into North America, and what is now New York was originally called New Amsterdam. Same people. Mm. So then you've got the what is known as the Orange Lodge. It's called Orange for a reason, because it's worshipping the Dutch king, not the British. Yes, he became King of Britain, because that was his reward for crushing the Irish from the Vatican Church. Oops. And again, you can all check this out for yourselves. It's all available online once you look closely. But you have to have an open mind. Mm. So you've got the Orange Lodge. And supposed to be Protestant. But Protestant is not a religion and never was. It was a fake creation by the Vatican Church again. The Protestants were French, operating for and by the Rothschilds, the Merovingian, and the Charlemagne groups, which are linked again to the houses and back to Egypt. And some of them are, let's just say, not human either. So they operated, they wanted to take down the Rome Church, and in another power play, of which there's been several. You know, there was a power play in the Catholic Church recently where Pope Francis gets in and he's a Jesuit. The previous ones were all Nazis. The two previous popes. One was an SS officer, and the one before that sold cyanide to the National Zionists, more commonly known as Nazis. But Nazis are not German. They're National Zionism. It's not related to any particular country, although you can relate it back to Israel. So you had the head, two heads of the Catholic Church after World War II, who were Nazis. And then the Jesuits did the power play and put Pope Francis in. It's the faction games again. Mm. So then you go, in the 1500s, there was corruption in the Catholic Church. There's been corruption forever in the Catholic Church, because it's all fake. And it's not Christian either. So these Protestants were trying to change the path of the church, which is another faction game again, where Catholics protesting against the fraud and corruption of the Catholic Church, which then morphed into a separate sect, which is no different as to how Muslim and Islam came about. That was a quote-unquote Christian sect. Same thing. Then, of course, once they'd achieved the shift of the Catholic Church in the 1500s, and the new kids on the block get in, they created Protestant religion. And the story about Henry VIII, and he can't marry and all that nonsense, fake. He was part of it. So now you have two religions. So then you have, in their mindset, a potential for two people to fight while they sit back and carry on with their control system. And that's exactly what's happened. That's what's happened to Ireland. It's what happened in the UK. Scotland as well.
Divide and conquer program as usual.
Yeah, you create a Christian sect to become Muslim, and then you have the Muslims and Christians fighting each other. Mm. And then you have sub-branches of Muslim, like the Wahhabi and Sunnis and all them type, where they don't like the main one. We've all been played. Mm. We've all been played. Even the Rothschilds have been played. They rang up and asked him for funds to fight the Black Sun in November. They're our enemies, so we'll fight with you. No, you don't realise you're both enemies. You're both stupid and you're both being played. Everyone's being played. Doesn't matter who you are. Mm. So then you have the Protestant religion. So let's build a wall, or let's put a line on a piece of paper and separate that country. We've all seen it in this lifetime. Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, Iraq has been split up into 4 to 5 different districts. Divide and conquer, easy to manage. Tell the next county that they don't like you. Tell that county they don't like you. They're going to attack you. And then you start fighting each other. Happens in Africa. Happens everywhere. That's why they create these fake lines on a piece of paper. And then they encourage people to be in defense of their country. Or, you know, we're Irish, or we're German, or we're American. No, we're not actually. We're all people. And then you bring in words like fascism, which was created by the Zionists as well. Patriotism, which is a fancy word for fascism. Love of your country over the love of the people. That's what that means. Where you'll support that country no matter what it does. That's how it worked. It worked in Germany and it's worked in America. Because everyone, you know, stars and stripes, USA, USA, not realizing that United States is the same Dutch, Belgian, Austrian conglomerate that started in Europe. United States of Europe started in 1815. No, it's not America. So you've got the Protestants and the Orange Lodge. House of Orange, Dutch, Rothschilds, Jewish, Zionists. And then you pull up the flag. I don't know exactly where this is. The Orange Arch. I don't know whether you're familiar with it, Alan.
No, I haven't heard about that, no.
There's like a blue frame, and it's got Derry and Aughrim. A-U-G-H-R-I-M. I don't know how that's pronounced. And on it, it's got the British flag on one side. And then a white flag with a red cross, with a six-pointed star, with a red hand in the middle of it. There's your clues. The white flag is surrender. Now, on one of the arches, it says no surrender, but you already have with the white flag. Over the white flag is the red cross, and it goes back to the Templars again. In the middle, six-pointed star, which is to do with Israel, Solomon, and the red hand of blood. Then you've got Battle of the Somme, July the 1st, 1916, where the Irish fought on behalf of the French against the British. You were fighting for the Rothschilds. It's the same thing again. And then you are getting into, where is it? In the middle of this arch, it's got a white horse with what looks like a French soldier, not an Irish soldier, holding the sword. On the other side, on the right hand side, it's got a wall with a gate with a very pronounced key right in the middle of this arch. That's the wall of Solomon and the gate. And the large keyhole in the middle is the key of Solomon. Above it, it's got red cross again with a crown. I don't have to explain that again now. And on the other side, it's got a ladder. Whose ladder is that? Jacob. You see in the picture now. It's more Egyptian, Israel, not Israel. That's the house. And then you come to the Wall of Solomon with the distinctive key on it, Jacob's ladder, the red cross, the crown, red cross, white background, which signals a white flag is a surrender flag. And they've superimposed it with the red cross, which is the Templars that came out of Jerusalem and Israel again. The six-pointed star with the blood red hand. It tells you that they won it by bloodying hands. And then you got the guy on the white horse, which is not from the UK or Ireland, it's French. And again, it's the Rothschilds and Merovingian and Charlemagne and those types of families, the houses. Just remember you got the three lions on the British flag. We all sing the song Three Lions. They're all House of France, not Britain. All of them. Go and check the names of the three lions and the three badges. They're all French. Angevin was one of them. I can't remember the other two offhand. Now on this archway, it's also got God is our refuge and strength, Psalm 46-1. And it took on when you look up Psalm 46-1, it's the sons of Korah, with a K. Those of you who listen to From Russia with Love will be familiar with that, the K. And these are the descendants of the Levites, which is the house of Israel again. And the keys of Korah, which is exactly the same, and Korah was said to have a load of treasures. Well, wasn't Solomon had loads of treasures? And isn't it called the Keys of Solomon as well? It's the same people, same guy, out of Egypt. Both Solomon and King David and these lodges all came out of Egypt. And then you've got in the Book of Korah, which is still active, is actually in Ethiopia. No surprise there. Why? Because that was the fourth Garden of Eden. And then you've got the Hebrew Book of Numbers, which is the Geomatria, which is from the Kabbalah. And all of a sudden, a picture evolves. The reason they attacked Ireland is because you had a lot of the real history. The gods of Ireland, the real, when I say gods, I'm not talking about some bearded man sitting in the sky. The gods are the people who developed on a soul level, of which every single person that listens to this show are capable of reaching that original meaning, the gods.
Do you know where the Ark of the Covenant is buried? Because obviously, I have a friend of mine who's Polish. He's an archaeologist, and he brought me down to the Hill of Tara, and he brought me to a specific location, and he said, this is where we believe the Ark is buried, and they tried to access that, get permission to dig it up and access it, and permission was denied. They weren't allowed to go near it. Because there's apparently crystals in the Ark, which has the true history of Ireland, and I don't know whether it contains the world, but just history in these crystals.
Well, there's history in certain crystals, but not that. You know, the Ark of the Covenant was an energy device which can be used for good and not, and was largely used for not good, including by these same people who stole it out of the pyramids. It was in the sarcophagus and the pyramids. It's the same dimensions. You know, they tell you that the pyramids are tombs. They've never pulled a single body out of the pyramids. They're not tombs. It's rubbish. And these Zionist sub-grey took the covenant and caused mayhem with it. And it ended up in Ethiopia. Graham Hancock has covered this more. It's not in Ethiopia anymore. And it's in a place that no one on this planet will find. And there's not one ark either, there's seven. Okay. All of them have been collected, and all of them are well away from humanity.
And is it true that if you don't vibrate on the right frequency, it can...
It'll kill you.
It'll kill you, yeah, okay.
There was the Ark of Gabriel underneath the Mecca. And some idiot located it and decided to open it. Now, the people who went to the Mecca that particular year, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, there was a mass stampede and lots died. It wasn't to do with the stampede. That was the cover story.
Got to do with the energy. What about the likes of Tiernan Og and Tuatha De Danann and the Tribe of Dan? And obviously, there's a book that was done, Ireland, Pyramids of the Pharaohs, I think, which was available that on a PDF that, you know, people can get. Where does Ireland fit in all of that?
Well, let's go back a bit. So this Battle of the Somme that's on this thing was the Irish people fighting with the French Rothschilds. You know, 57,500 British people died in one day on that. It was a mass slaughter. You know, and of course, also on that, going back briefly to the archway, it's got the red star, which is a symbol of communism, which is Zionism, nothing to do with Russia. And the black anchor with the red blood sign over it. In other words, we have anchored the sign of the cross under the Zionist banner. And all the lodges, which is Freemasons, which is also linked to Solomon and Egypt. Solomon wasn't Israel, neither was King David. They were both like Moses, which is a title, all out of Egypt. And so this is what we've been dealing with. And it goes back to paganism, which became popular in Ireland and parts of Britain. But that was the distortion, because the Irish people didn't, and the British, which was known as Albion at that time. Albi meaning white, which means the great white race that came from the north, which is the Rus, which also includes the Nordic, the Thors and all that. They were the Rus, and they were in Britain, which is why the Excalibur on the end and that sword, and King Arth of Ur, not King Arthur, King Art of Ur. Now there's legends in both England, Wales and Ireland of King Arthur, because all three countries are claiming they were dead. Well, they were in the whole of what is now known as the UK plus Ireland. The Rus were in there. And they want everything to do with the Rus and the great white race. You know, and please don't interpret that as being white only and all their fake Aryan racket that they've seeded into people's minds via programming. You know, we had a planet that was non-violent. People, communities all working together. You know, the roots were spread out right across many parts of this globe, and not one was done by violence. Even when they went into India to help, not destroy, help the Kalimar people, they tried to change the genetics to stop the violent streak and the voodoo that was inherent to the black race back then. There's still elements in it in some of the tribal people, I'm sorry to say, but the tribes became infected. That's why you're seeing elements of hieroglyphs all over the place, because it's the same people after the war, whether they forced the great white race off or underground. So the tribe of Dan, or Danann, is more of the Greek, Rome, and Egypt stuff. Because Danann was the daughter of the king of Argos, out of Greece, and by Zeus. Oops. That's where that comes from. Tuatha De Danann is the tribe of Dan again, and the Israelites, not Israel. Isis, Ra, El means God. Al also means God. Allah. It's the Christian sect that came out of the Torah, then goes into a Muslim sect. Divide and conquer all down the line. The Irish gods were all in High Brazil, which now doesn't exist. According to their, well, no one would know unless someone got a boat and went out.
Well, I think just explain for people who don't know what High Brazil is. Do you just want to explain what that is?
Yeah, it's an island that existed 500 years ago. It was on all the maps off the southwest coast of Ireland, and that was where all the Irish gods were.
I've heard about High Brazil years ago.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest problems we face in the cleanup of this planet is who or what are on these islands. You know, for every one, like of Tenerife or Outer Hebrides or even Iceland, if you like. Of course, Ireland is an island and so is Britain. But for every tourist island we go to, Seychelles and that, there's tens of thousands of other islands that people are not even familiar with. And we have no idea because the planes don't go over certain regions and the boats don't go there. And there's vast quantities of this planet that we don't know what exists or what takes place there. Unless it's involving military. Like, what's that Garcia place in the middle of the Indian Ocean? No one had ever heard of it. You know, and then you people say, well, you know, you're probably talking about a couple of thousand islands. Wrong. Japan has 6,500 islands. Japan. 6,500 islands around Japan.
And what's on them?
You know, the likes of Guam. How many people have heard of Guam until yet again there's a military conflict? You only find out about these when it's something to do with war and military.
Yeah.
And, you know, Falkland Islands. How many people in Britain knew about the Falkland Islands before 1981? Nobody. And that was over the gold.
You have to ask yourself, with the Falklands, for example, why does the British have ownership of that when it's just off the coast of Argentina?
Exactly. Why does any country own any anything or anyone else. It's this control again, and they use countries with names to be shown as more prevalent and popular, and use countries to denigrate them. That's how it works. So, you know, people are denigrating Israel for what's going on in Palestine, but a lot of people supporting Israel and calling the Palestinians savages and, you know, backward and all kinds of other things. Well, they were there long before these current Zionists. There was no country Israel ever. It's not recorded anywhere. What people miss is it was called the House of Israel. It's actually in the scriptures. It tells you the only mention of Israel is when it says the House of. And these houses have done a lot of damage in your own country with the House of Orange, which was Dutch, not British. And you've got the Irish people, Southern Irish, hating the British. And you've got the Northern Irish hating the Southern Irish. Well, it's got nothing to do with either country. It's not even anything particularly to do with Holland either. It's these psychopaths that are nothing to do with any individual country. Look at the trust. I'll give you an example. Look at the trust of what that was called. The unknown country. Why? Because none of the laws applied to it. You know, I get people ringing me up and messaging me and saying, it can't possibly be a trust under this law and this paragraph and jurisdiction. You need three trustees. No, you're not getting it. A, it's not a trust. And B, it's called unknown country for a reason.
Yeah. So tell us where Ireland fits in to the bigger scheme of things, because you did mention the ruse, and we have so much history in Ireland of things that went on. And as you say, it was the Catholic Church that wanted to destroy Ireland. And he sent in, apparently, St. Patrick was one of these people. He's Welsh, that was sent in to, you know, do various things here on the island. So everybody, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which we just had on the 17th of March. And people celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But this was a Welsh guy coming in on the behest of the Catholic Church to, cause troubles, wasn't it?
I can't remember the exact history, but St. Patrick, as he's called, wasn't nice either. It was about as nice as Thanksgiving Day when the British and French troops poisoned all the Native Americans.
Well, the whole idea of St. Patrick banishing the snakes from Ireland, you know, I obviously that's just symbolism for something more sinister, I think.
Well, some of the twat of the Nan were snakes. Or reptile, shall we say. it's tribe of Dan again. And you've got all these tribes all over the world all saying they were part of the original 12 tribes and or the 13th tribe, which is the tribe of Dan.
So,
it's all rubbish.
So when we talk about the Tiernan Og and the fact that, you know, they came over. We in school we heard the story where they come over on the horse, and if they stay young, and if they get off the horse, then they age very quickly. What was that all about?
It's symbolism again, isn't it? You know, I don't know the exact story of it, but then it's getting into some of the technology and the spiritual side and the esoteric side that a lot of people don't really understand, sadly. And hopefully the schools of the future will teach that. You know, this is some of the things that Kim and I know and a lot of other people know. But, we have to get that information out. You know, we were talking earlier. We have knowledge of the control system that nobody else does. Not Trump, not anyone. Because M kept it all to himself. And I've said this to Kim. I said, we're going to have to go into all departments and teach this. Otherwise, it turns into a two-person mystery school.
yeah.
and will be lost. And this is the most important thing going forward. You know, and I reiterate it on the call yesterday. If you think the People's Club or THI is about the trust and pieces of paper with numbers on, you really haven't listened enough. It's a teaching program. And we have to teach the real knowledge to stop people fighting. And From Russia With Love covers that. From Russia With Love is about bringing people together to realise it doesn't matter what country you're in, you've all been duped. Duped into following fake external gods when your real God is inside of you. You know, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, just goes on and on and on. You know, and I would love to see the Irish people not defined by Catholic or Protestant, because it's actually the same religion. Whether people, and I know a lot of people in Ireland are not going to like that. It's fact. It's an illusion. But the people of Ireland coming together and telling them to scrap their fake borders.
And any time it's they just apply the divide and conquer game, so that applies to everything because that's what they want. I'm just going to a couple of comments here that have come in. Joan on the PIR chat room said, the two-a-day Donnan, a magical race that possessed supernatural powers. Most of them were godlike creatures or divine beings that were being worshipped. This race was also known to believe in goddess Danu. She was sometimes referred to as the mother.
Yes, their mother, not ours.
Yeah. And
you're getting into Diana, which is Persephone, which is Lilith, which is the Kali Ma, which is the Dark Mother, which is the moon worship.
Mm. And Laurie said, the Royal Arch Purple Order claimed to be representative of the 2.5 tribes that led the vanguard of Israel to the Promised Land. And the numerals 2.5 are to some extent the badge of their organisation.
Pretty much. I was going to look into what the 2.5 was. I didn't have time. The rest is self-explanatory to me, but I'm glad someone's picked up on that. But again, it's going back to the Promised Land. You know, does it make sense that God only promised one group of people 70 nations?
Well,
where has that God been when the Jewish people are being persecuted by lots of people? Because of the program that's been ran on them, they shunt the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin, called the settlers. What are the Jewish homes being called? Settlers.
Mm.
It's the same thing, and so they send the poor Jewish people into these regions that they want to take over. They give them funds to go and buy land. And then they push the locals off the land.
Mm.
And then suddenly they've got a Rothschild bank.
Yeah. Well, I can add something to this. Whether it's true or not is another thing. But in the 1970s, there was a famous French racing driver called Claude Rial. And Claude Rial does a book. I have the book, The True Face of God, or something like that. I have the book, The Truth or something. I have the book anyway. And I found the book quite interesting. And he said that he was cycling through a forest over in France, because he's French, and he came across extraterrestrials. And basically, to cut a long story short, they took him up, and over a period of time of having a few visits, they explained to him the history of the planet. And they said that these different extraterrestrial groups were experimenting with Neanderthal man and doing genetic experiments. And there were different groups of these extraterrestrials. But there was one group that was a favourite group as to be the, you know, the number one team, so to speak. And all of a sudden there was the genetic experiment that they did just happened to be the Jewish people. No, I'm not having a go with Jewish people. I'm just telling the story. It's in the book and people have to read it. But so obviously you get this the whole Goyim thing with Jewish people saying that.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it's the origin of the Jewish religion and their faith, which in the Kabbalah, the Talmud, you know, that's the most anti-human book you will ever witness in your life. That's not a human book. Neither is the Bible. I'm sorry, it's going to upset people, but it's not. It's got their names in it. It's their history, not ours. And King James was a member of the Crown who wrote the New Bible. He was a crown merchant. The crown, of course, then, which is on that flat, on that archway, the crown, which is not the Queen of England and never was. It's the same, quote unquote, Jewish banker, lawyer, merchants, the Temple Bar. Temple being the operative word. Why? Because it's going back to Solomon again. It's, and King Herod. Same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that, you know, you talk about the Bible. I've read somewhere along the line that part of the Bible was written by the Pizzo family 200 years after the fact. So how accurate would that be? You did something 200 years ago. How accurate that is that going to be written about? And obviously they've changed it to suit them themselves anyway.
It's all about funneling into the selected chosen people, which is the sub-grey race, as we covered in. You know, sub doesn't necessarily mean lesser. It's just a different one.
Yeah.
The Hebrew is not a human language or religion. It is the Draco Anunnaki. The Lord is the king of the Draco, which was Anu, which is Marduk's grandfather. We've been worshipping reptiles. I'm sorry that that upsets people. It's all there in the book if you look. And these same select group of people running around as humans, but are not. You know, Kim worked with Marduk and didn't know what he was. He was in a meat suit. But those who can see beyond the skin.
Yeah.
Kim had no idea what she was working with. None. Which is why she came into the alt media and ended up working with me, because I had a lot more knowledge than most people.
Well, I have a couple of questions here. And Peter, I think we answered this. Peter said, what does the 2.5 mean at the top of the arch? Well, I think Laurie answered that. The numerals 2.5 are to some extent the badge of their organisation, which is the Royal Arch Purple Claim. Moon Girl wants to know, who is playing us, Thomas? Because you said they're playing us. She wants to know who is playing us.
Well, originally, it goes back to the Draco and M. M played everyone, M being Marduk. He played everyone. Not a single person on this planet has not been played by them and that group. The Lord, which is Anu, his grandfather, and the other two clowns, Enki and Enlil. It's the same thing, same program. And Solomon, part of them. Solomon was actually supposed to fix things here and help, like on a similar level to Kim and I. And went dark, he sold out to the demons and bound those demons here for 3,000 years until December 2018, was it? Something like that. You know, they're playing in the dark arts, and this moon worship, and which is paganism, and yeah, lots of people saying, oh, paganism's this and good, and no, it wasn't. It was sacrifice, child sacrifice again, and all these Celtic and pagan and Indian and Egyptian and Israel we're all, and the Native American tribes and the Australian tribes and the New Zealand tribes, we're all doing the same program, sacrificing their children to these fake gods. And so we've all been played. We all think this one's the enemy. You know, let's talk about the alt media. The alt media covers the bottom 25% of the control system. No one goes above it. No one can understand it. Our members and your members, will, because you've been given the story over a plethora of shows. So all these heads of state and government have no idea.
Well, this is the program you're talking about. I mean, I said it to you the other day that, you know, our Prime Minister over here in Ireland, our Taoiseach, is nowhere to be seen. And as you said, well, that's because he doesn't know the program. He doesn't know.
Trump didn't know. Trump's learning. Where do you think he's learning from? No one had a clue. Why? Because it was compartmentalization on a massive scale. Even on the control system documents. Wheel within the wheel, within the wheel, within the wheel. And no one linked up together because they'd spin the wheel. So you might be sitting, there might be a person behind you, you might start talking to and engaging with. One day, the next day, wheel gets spinned and you're meeting somebody else. How long does it take to, it's like a million piece jigsaw and there's pieces everywhere and you've got to put it all together. Well, they thought no one would work it out. Well, they thought wrong, because two did.
What about the whole idea of sovereignty over here? Because we, you know, we say we're sovereign citizens, regardless of what the government say. But I know we talked about this before, and you said, well, no, that's not the case.
No. Well, everyone is a sovereign. Everyone's actually a sovereign monarch. Believe it or not, I don't know, monarch is related to the royals. Now it is, but they've changed all the words. But everyone is a sovereign monarch, and it will go back to being not ruled or owned or stock or cattle like it has been for the last 16,500 years.
But how can they take ownership of us when we have not agreed to it, when we haven't consented to it?
You consented it with your birth certificate.
But I was too young to make a choice on that.
It makes no difference. You had the right. You had 7 years to claim your estate. You didn't claim it. Why? Because you didn't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
Lost at sea. Maritime. Marry. Mary. Virgin Mary. More rubbish again.
Yeah. They love to play on words, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Virgin Mary. You know. You've got to ask people, have you, outside of technology and test tubes, have you ever seen an Immaculate Conception? And yet we're told in these scriptures and books it happened to 26 different people. And they all turn out to be messiahs or gods. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, why isn't it not happening now? Why haven't we had an Immaculate Conception and this person rises to Messiah or God? It's rubbish. You know, and the more you look at the book, I know it's going to upset people, and I feel sorry for them. You know, they've invested a lot of time and energy into following this God or that God when the real God's inside of you. You are the spark of source. What they want to do is externalize everything. And this was the same people, again, we were talking earlier. They set up an experiment to see how far they could push humans away from their original God, source. And it's not a he or a she. It's it. That's it.
So that's it. So the whole game.
It's the spark of creation.
So the whole game, obviously, with the idea that people say, oh, I'll have to go to confession to confess to the priest. The whole idea was to push people away from source and put a middleman, which is the Catholic Church.
Confess your sins. But the God of sin is called knowledge. And yet they deny us knowledge. Where is the confession for the priests? That's what I want to know. It only works one way. Has anyone asked, where is the confession box for all the priests that are fiddling with the kids in virtually every church around the world?
Mm. I have to laugh. Go ahead.
You know, if you think it's just an isolated church here and there, no. Mm. This comes right out of Solomon, who was sacrificing children, and Herod, who was killing all the children and abusing them. In the Talmud, which is where the book comes from, the Talmud went to the Torah, which created the Christian religion, which created Muslim and Protestantism. In the Talmud, it tells you a child, boy, of 9 years and one day, and a girl, 3 years and one day, is filthy and can be sexually abused. That's in the book.
Mm.
So they don't have honour or worship the sovereignty and innocence of children. These people are, well, they're not people, they're sick. And they've got Freemasons, pagans, moon worshippers, all following this same child sacrifice cult, worshipping the Dark Mother, which is Lilith, who was the partner of Eve and of Adam, neither of which were human, I might add. Adam lived to 960. Really. And we have to stop following their programs. It's a program. It was an experiment to take humans away from their natural connection to source, which is where you go back when you die. And you know who the judgment is? You.
Hmm.
Not Pearly Gates and St. Peter and some clowns with a beard sitting on a cloud. The people ask, well, where is this man on the cloud? No.
No. I mean, I loved your analogy of the whole idea when, you know, we might say, well, we, you know, have an open mind to extraterrestrials. And then somebody who's a churchgoer would actually turn around and laugh at that. And you think, well, okay, let's have a look at your Bible and what your let's have a look at what your Bible says. So, you know, the whole idea of you have a talking snake and you have a man who speaks to a burning bush. Then there's another man that has this boat that all the animals join in two by two. Then another man feeds 5,000 people with two loaves and five fish. And obviously then during the church service, you drink the blood and body of Jesus Christ, which is really cannibalism and vampirism.
Yeah, it's all there. Once you clear your mind of the program, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the Israelis with, you know, silly hats kissing a sandstone wall all day. It looks bizarre. They're rocking backwards and forwards. Well, what do people in mental institutions do? They rock back and forwards in their chair. Can people not see the symbology behind it?
Mm.
You know, if you go and stand outside Meath police station and kiss the wall all day, you're going to get arrested. I'm sorry. Why is it different? It's not. And the people around the world have to realise they've been running programs on every single one of us, telling us fake history, that this country attacked you. No, there is no countries. That this religion doesn't like you. No, there is no religions. It's all fake.
So what about
And people take the labels away. You're not Irish. You're not Northern Irish. You are people. And we've forgotten that, and people should come together.
Yeah, is the, again, the divide and conquer. So what's the story with, you know, obviously our Irish history will tell us that we've 800 years of oppression by the English, which we've just talked about earlier on, which is not the case because they were being manipulated by the Dutch. But where does that leave us, as in the whole war of independence for Ireland?
Again, it's fake. It's all fake. No, the independence from what? The people ask that. Do you think it's the British? Well, I've just told you an hour ago, and you just said 800 years of oppression. Mm. Well, 805 years ago, King John sold Britain out to the Roman Church. Mm. So it's the Roman Church who has hammered Irish history and the Irish people, not Britain. Mm. Britain's just a subsidiary.
All roads lead to Rome.
Because King John, under pressure from the Templar thugs out of the Catholic Church that came from Jerusalem, made him sign the Magna Carta, which sold all the British subjects out and all the land of England to the Church. So Britain belonged to the Roman Catholic Church from 1215.
So do you know when people talk about trading in the value of their birth cert, because we all have a value and people have talked about it before, and obviously it's something that is very hard to find if people can find it. Where does that tie in? Because, you know, we're all a value, we're a commodity, we're a bond. They sell us as a commodity on the markets, you know, and they will look at our kind of the amount of tax that we'll make probably in our life and sell that, you know, on the European markets. So can we tap into that money?
Yes and no. Who's going to pay it out?
Well, where is it? Exactly, yeah. Where is that money?
You know, it all got pledged to the trust. All of it. Everything on this planet has been pledged to the trust. Why? Because Marduk was harvesting the whole planet. And when he finished in 2007, he cut everyone off, including all these Rothschilds and Black Sun and all the other clowns, thinking they're important with their fake titles and royals. We're just puppets. And that's why we've had the crash in 2008, because there was no more trust funds, because he collected all the assets and gave them pieces of paper of no value.
Which is the fiat currency.
Has no value. Mm. If the government decides tomorrow your 1 euro note, I don't know whether they have euro notes, or the pound note, is out of existence, you try selling that piece of paper. Mm. What's it worth? A penny? It could have a million on it. £1 million, $1 million note. It's a piece of paper. It's worth 1 cent.
It's only worth what we put a value of on it. And
absolutely. He took all the assets of these harvesting agents, the likes of the Rothschilds and the Dragon Groups and all the other clowns. He took all the assets of them and says, here, have some pieces of paper with numbers on, which is monopoly money. Mm. It's the same principle. If Trump decides tomorrow to create a value in monopoly money, people will trade in monopoly money. But it's still a piece of paper. It has no value. It's not like gold, it's not like silver, it's not like platinum or wood. That has an asset based.
So it's not backed by anything. So what about the likes of Trump saying about they're going to issue $1 trillion because of this virus, and the UK are saying $330 billion they're going to...
And where's it coming from, Al? You know as well as I do, there is none.
I know. And the thing is, I just want to explain this to the listeners. You know, they turn around and say the UK says, we're going to take $330 billion and put it in and give it out to the people for X, Y, and Z because of the virus thing, right? You cannot take $330 billion out of thin air and put it on the system. You would crash the system and the currency will have no value. And at the moment, the British pound is the lowest it's been for 35 years. And the rumour is people are actually buying the dollar and getting rid of their British pounds because they're concerned about the value of the British pound. But you can't take 330 million and just stick it into the system. That has to be backed by assets.
Yeah, well, this is what we're doing with the financial system, is making it asset-based. This current system is all debt and debit and bond-based. Bond is servitude, it is binding, and it is a war instrument. All bonds are issued in times of war or the mention of the word war. War on drugs, war on terror, war on this, war on that, means the bank then can print bonds out, which bonds to us. And they take the money and we have to pay it back. So every people mention it, you know, Fulford talking about cash the bonds in. The bonds have been cashed in several times and looted out of the trust. There is no bonds to cash in. It's rubbish. And bonds are an IOU. Who's going to pay it back? The government? But the bonds don't belong to the people. The bonds belong to the ones who borrowed it, which was the Rothschilds and the Black Sun, which is why we called their debts in and why all hell has broken loose since January the 1st.
And, okay, give us an update on where we are now with them. You, as you said, they have to come to you. And even Trump saying about the $1 trillion, he again has to come to the trust.
Yes.
Surely he knows that. Surely he
yes,
knows.
He does know that.
Yeah.
Lots of people know it now. Well, people in high positions, but it's run by fear. The world's been run by fear and stupid people buying lots of toilet paper.
Panic buying the toilet paper. Well, look, there's a bit of a business in this. I think we should have another currency. And because of the toilet paper, we'll call it Butcoin.
Yeah, well, that's about it, what it's useful for.
Yeah, I think you should mention crypto because people are getting the impression that crypto is the savior and it's going to be the solution. And I think you should give crypto a mention just to kind of advise people, no, it's not the solution.
Can you chat a minute, Al? I've just got to cover something.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be back in a moment. All right.
Yeah, no worries at all. Okay, right. So just a couple of questions there. Where are we at the moment with things going on? Well, just to remind of what I said earlier in the show, I've been looking at information that's gone around the internet and sources and people saying things. As I say, I'm going to sit on the fence with the information, but I'm going to give it to you as well. Also, that was mentioned, there was two people I come across, two different people were saying about troops being sent out in London. Now, the M25, as people know, there's an M25 in London. It's a ring road, and I lived over there for about 17 years. And the M25 wasn't just set up for a ring road for London to make life easier. It was there that if anything ever happened, they could close down the roads coming into London and they could actually manage it. And this is what's been said. Now, people might get excuse me, a bit spooked by that, but what they're saying is that because they think London is going to be one of the main areas that the virus will spread, they want to contain it. And this is so this is what they're saying anyway. But also, the people who are the cabal, let's call them the cabal, who are based in London, are going to be easier to catch if you kind of cordon off the M25. And this is what's being said. I don't know. You know, because at the end of the day, there's a load of things going around the internet and what's being said and what's true and what's not true. I know Steve said on PIR about, you know, the whole scaremongering of MSN. Well, the thing is with MSN, the mainstream media is controlled by the cabal, so don't believe anything they're saying, and so they will push the fear factor. But if you think about the whole isolation idea, I mean, maybe that's for our own benefit, because if there is some kind of positive psyop that's going on, the safest place that we can be is in our homes while it's taking place, rather than being out in public. You know, because...
I won't talk operational, as you know.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. But so is it's a possibility it can go one way, it's a possibility it can go the other way. There's far too many people who sadly don't have enough knowledge or enough confidence in themselves to accept the new knowledge. And this is the problem we're facing in the alt media. The alt media's beyond corrupt now. It's 95-98% corrupt. Because it's being run by the factions and certain agency-based clans. Of course, over your side, you've got to put up with GCHQ and MI5 and MI6, because they're running pretty much the internet and the government. Mm. And this is going to take some time to roll it all back, because they're finding out bit by bit that what we've been saying is true, but you've still got to have sufficient numbers to step in and go, right, how do we fix this? When you've got people in all high positions around the world, not one of them is a leader. They're all followers. They've all been told to follow the script. Mm. You go to school, repeat after me. You go to church, repeat after me. You go into the military. Don't think for yourself, we think for you. Repeat after me. It's the same program. Mm. The media, as well as I do, Alan, it appears to be one show to get us any questions or for any proof. Mm. Yep. But the media have put out 10,450 have died from coronavirus. Mm. But has anybody asked them for the proof of that? Mm. No. They just accept it, and we have to stop accepting it. I'm not asking people to accept what I'm saying today. I'm asking you to go and research for yourselves. Well, then you'll have the best understanding.
Well, here's an example, right? The mainstream media put out a picture of all the coffins lined up one after the other in Italy, supposedly of all the people who died from the coronavirus. But then somebody went and did the research, and they said they've used the same photo that was taken in 2013 of immigrants or people... Yeah, who died, who drowned at sea when they were on the boat trying to get over.
Yeah, this is how they do things. They use green screens. The clowns from Clinton News Network, CNN. Mm. We're live. We're going to bring the reporter in from Baghdad, and she's in California. And the same cars are going past behind her. Mm. The two of them were in a car park in California. But no, we're live in Baghdad.
Yeah.
And because people don't ask the questions, because we've been taught by the program not to think.
And
repeat after me.
Yeah. And also, if people look around on the internet, there's a typical example of this, of a so-called car bomb. And what happens is they take a rundown street. And what they did is they planted a car bomb in a car, and they all left the area. The bomb blew up, and then all these crisis actors run in and start lying on the floor pretending they were part of the explosion of the car bomb.
Yeah, they did that with the kids in Syria. It was all an acting scene.
Yeah. And this caravan train from South America to America, where, the caravan they talk about, and these 100,000 people coming from South America trying to get into the States. Well, if you look closely at these people, they're supposed to be travelling 45 miles a day to get there. But they're all in lovely clothes. They have mobile phones. Yeah. They all have different tags on their hand. One's green, one's red, one's blue. It wouldn't happen to be got to do with the kind of acting that you have to do when the camera's on you by any chance.
Well, they were given $3,000 to $10,000 to be part of that caravan by the Muslim Brotherhood run by Obama. Oops. That's why they were all dressed up. Mm.
Unbelievable. I mean, we need to kind of be looking at this again, and we can't believe the mainstream media, because we know they're controlled and they lie. And this is why I said at the start of the show, if it is true what's being said, that the whole idea will be to shut down the mainstream media and social media so they can't throw out their lies. And then a documentary or a film will be put up running 24/7 explaining the true history of what went on and why things are shut down. Then to me, that kind of makes sense. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. This is what's being said. Again, I'll say to people, it's 10 days of darkness. I'll go into more detail at the end of the show, the last 10 minutes or so. I'll just remind people again, because I think it's important.
10 days of darkness is no comms at the top end. It's not going to apply to the people. They can't shut the internet down.
No, but they can shut the social media down.
Fine. You know, I saw an advert this week, Facebook advertising people to come and join Facebook. Why? Because the stupid idiots ran the Ouroboros program where they're deleting people. You can't say this and you can't say that. You can't criticise the Jews or Israel. Or you can't mention anti-vaccines. Why? That means they're losing the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what's happening now. They've lost the narrative badly. And our show is public enemy number one. And that is a fact.
And also,
that's right from the top.
You heard about Google. All of a sudden people are Googling the likes of Adrenochrome and everything else. And all that evidence that was hidden by Google, people can see it now.
Yeah, it's fact. They're throwing factions. We're going to get benefits from it, but you'll get disclosure. You can go look to people. We told you this was going on, but what it is to faction war. It's not for the benefit of any fake white hats or fake alliance, which is the SSP. SS being the operative word. They're not going to save you. They're part of the Black Sun. And clowns like Wilcock and Cody Good, the SSP and the Alliance, there is none. There is none.
Mm. Yeah. No, there's a lot of bad information out there, and this is why you really have to, look at what resonates with you. But also people have to do the research and look at the information. Again, I know... We always talk about the fluid belief system, what me and Steve used to talk about on OIM. And you have to, what you know today might be different to what you know tomorrow, which might contradict what you know today. So keep your belief system fluid and don't be stuck in one way of thinking and believe that's it. That must be the answer. All you have to say is, right, well, that's what I believe now. But if there's something else there that, challenges that and there's evidence to it, then change your belief system. It amazes me that so many people, say, oh, well, I'm open-minded, and then you challenge their belief system or part of it, and they shut down straight away because for years and years and years they've been programmed that's the truth. And yeah, they just can't unlearn that and relearn a new belief system,
And remember, it's not your fault you don't know.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault. Mm. So remain open. Look at the most obvious things. You mentioned it before, I'm talking snakes. I mean, come on. Mm. You're going to get locked up. Kissing sandstone wall. The evidence is all laid around you. Mm. It's bizarre. It makes no sense.
But they put it in our face.
I appreciate I may have upset some people today. Because I've told you the real truth. Mm. Whether you believe it today, tomorrow, or in 10 years' time, you will find out. You will find out. And it's all about how you look into it. I'm not asking you to believe me or follow me. I'm asking you to go and research yourself, as it's all available once you look yourself with an open mind. Let's look at the information. Let's look, has there ever been an Immaculate Conception? Let's look into the Solomon's temple and the child sacrifice. Let's look in why King Herod killed all children under the age of two. Let's look at the Talmud. Out of the Talmud came the Torah. Out of the Torah came Christendom. and Jesus wasn't a Christian. Period. Then came Muslim, then came Protestants. It's all fake. And stand in your own sovereignty. That's what your real God, your source, wants you to do. Stand your own ground. Mm. Not follow me, or follow Kim, or follow some fake God sitting on a cloud. No, you. Service to others, whilst also supporting yourself.
Well, very,
people coming together.
A very quick question for you here, because we're looking at the time there. What does your guest think of the Georgia Guidestones, and what are they really about?
Well, it's telling you what the fake world that the clowns, and when I say clowns, I'm talking about agency people and bloodline families, they're all clowns. They were told they were going to be part of the golden ticket, like the chosen ones. It's the same program run again, the ego-based program. You tell one group that they're more special or more chosen than the other, whilst using them. Mm. So the world was going down to 500 million, which is the 10%. That is what M told them. What we know is the world was going down to zero. So they get the 10% to believe we're the chosen ones. All these others are goyim and pieces of shit under the shoe. And they've got the golden ticket and they are have loads of pieces of paper to do it. And then 2007 came. And by 2012, which was the end of the program, this planet was designated to cease to exist. It was going to be dust in the sky. That is what that group of entities has done to thousands of planets in thousands of solar systems. Collect all the assets, move it off world, and destroy the planet. We're including the Rothschilds and the Black Sun and all the other clowns. It wasn't 90% that they put on the UN agenda. No, it was 100%.
Mm. So you get the 10% to do all the work, and when the 10% is left, you just get rid of the 10% and job done.
It's the old story. First they came for the Rus, and because of Rus, I ignored it. Then they came for the Jews, and because I'm not a Jew, I ignored it. And then you find there's only you left, because you ignored everybody else in plight. And we have to stop doing it.
Mm. Okay, quick question.
You have to stop doing it.
Quick question from Steve before you go there. Does Thomas believe that the planet is healing now, seeing as we are mostly indoors? Are we humans a cancer on the planet?
No, we're not a cancer on the planet. Once we reach our full potential, this planet is a completely different place. And that's what we're teaching in THI. Elevate each other. Forget stupid labels that they created and the programs of competing and comparative mindset and the divisions of countries and religions and colours and all that rubbish. We're all people. And it's about all of us developing ourselves and taking ourselves away from the traps of the astral and into the higher soul development, where we all become gods, quote unquote. Mm. That's the real definition of the original meaning of God. The heirs were gods. Why? Because they'd all worked on themselves, inner work, shadow work, to develop the soul level. No, to have that label. They were not ruling over others. Mm. They were teaching others. The whole thing about the heirs and the Rus and the original Aryans was teaching to elevate everyone, not drag each other down.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, Thomas, we've reached that time. I'm going to finish up for a few minutes at the end there just to go through a few bits. But a big thank you for coming on. Give out your links and all your bits and pieces so people know where to find you.
Well, I have the YouTube channel, Tommy Williams. We have the Facebook page, Truth, Honor and Integrity. MeWe page, the same name. We have the People's Club website, which is thepeoplesclub.org. We have the main website, which is thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org. And all the archives are on there, and all kinds of help on shielding documents, grounding and centering, which are important for you all currently. They're bombarding you with negative frequencies, shield up.
So. Yeah.
And then if you want to see the transcripts of all my shows, they're all on my Patreon, patreon.com/TommyW. So.
Brilliant stuff. All right, Thomas, just stay with us there, and we'll go off to a musical break. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Well, there you go, Thomas Williams from THI, and great information from Thomas. You know, there's a lot of work we have to do. There's a lot of research we have to do, and we have to keep an open mind to the information that's out there. There's a lot of scaremongering going on, folks. So don't fall for it. Don't be in fear. Just sit in the fence. Keep an open mind to it, all right? It's information. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's information, and treat it as such. Okay, now, as I said earlier on in the show, just to go over this again, for people who came to the show late, the rumour is, and I don't know how true it is, but this is what's been said on the internet, that from the, there's 10 days of darkness, and basically the idea is that Trump and Q, if you believe in Trump and Q, do a bit of research on that, from the 1st of April to the 10th of April, the 10th of April is Good Friday, there's going to be a kind of a blackout of media, and the social media will go down. Power shouldn't go down. Basically, the 10 days of darkness will be... so they hope the internet doesn't go down, but it'll be social media. And it will be... hopefully the power won't go down. And the idea will be that once the media is shut down and none of the television stations can be promoting their BS from the cabal, there will be a documentary or a program that's going to be played by somebody in the good guys, whatever you want to call them, and they'll actually go through and show basically all the kind of the sex trafficking and the abuse of children and everything that went on and who was involved and all that kind of stuff, and it'll be running 24/7. So it's going to be, if that happens, it's going to be a shocker for a lot of people, because there's a lot of people who are still in the Matrix who don't know what's going on, who are not aware of it, and all of a sudden, and they're panicking as well, obviously, at the moment, but they don't know what's going on. And then when this, if this happens and people start seeing it, now it won't be pay-per-view, I think it'll be free and broadcast on all TV stations across the planet, or most of them anyway. And if people see this, they'll be shocked. So you know the way we always say, you know, if you're losing your head or you don't know what's going on, make your way to the local conspiracy theorist. Well, that might be the case. You might have people, neighbours and family members, who just don't get it. And when they see it, they'll be losing their head. And they probably will be coming to you and going, what's this all about? You know all about this. You're a conspiracy theorist. So it's up to you how you want to deal with it. There are benefits. You know, I know Steve mentioned there in the chat room about, you know, the whole isolation thing and martial law. Well, you heard what Thomas said about martial law in the States anyway, that they're not going to get it. It's not going to happen. And it probably might be the same over here in Ireland. But if things are going to happen in a major way, the best way, that the safest place to be, is in your home with your family. So if that's the case, then that means that, you know, if you're not in a shopping precinct or you're not in a football stadium, then they can't send in their suicide bombers to blow it up and kill people. If everybody's in their home, it's the safest place to be. So I do believe that the virus wasn't caused by, obviously, the good guys, but they're using that as a good opportunity to get things done. Are there going to be arrests? I don't know. There may be. There's a lot of talk going on about certain stars in the media now that are being challenged and are wondering why they're acting a certain way. The adrenochrome is wearing off. They're not getting it. So if you look at them before and after, you go, wow, what a difference. You know, certain stars, have a look yourself, Google them, check it out. Go to Google and type in adrenochrome and find out all about it, because apparently Google now is letting people see all this information. So there you go. So there, that's the information. Okay, Steve said, Alan, it's already happening. Video footage of people being dragged from their homes in China, plus the new guard allegedly. Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier about the new laws that have been brought in. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, folks. You know, there's going to be a lot of issues. You know, it's not a case of, you know, we're going to have a smooth ride with this. There's going to be a few ups and downs along the way. Let's just hope it's only going to be over the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and then we get back to normality with it, fingers crossed. That's the only thing I'll say. I just hope that's the case. So next week, anyway, next week the guest on the show is going to be, if the world is still here, is going to be Walter Graham. Walter Graham's a good guy. He's been on the show on Circle of White Light and obviously OIM as well. And he's going to be... he's going to be talking about a couple of things that are going on up the north that he wanted to tell us about. So Walter's going to be coming on and we're going to be talking to him about that. So that's going to be interesting. And that's it. We have a couple of guests booked in for the next few weeks and a few other people wanting to come on the show. So busy, busy, busy as normal. If you have any information that's of interest, by all means, send it over to me. Don't send me over a massive... paragraph after paragraph. I just don't have time to do that. Or a video that's 3 hours long, or 2 hours long. You know, short information if you can, that'd be much appreciated. But there's a lot going on. We're in very, very precarious times at the moment. And just don't panic, boy. Just buy what you need. Think of other people as well. But get stock in, because we don't know how long this is going to be, or what's down the line, or what's going to be happening. As I said, myself and Steve have spoken about this for years on Open Your Mind Radio. And now it's happening. We're in what we talked about. But don't panic. Don't be in fear. You know, plan things. Get organized. Get friends and family who are also on the same wavelength, and work together. And communicate and share information and talk to each other. Share the information. The more people know, the better, you know. So for myself anyway, take it easy, have a good one. Hope you enjoyed the interview there, good information, and I'll be seeing you next week. Take care, bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.